in New York, 9 a.m. in Johannesburg, and 2 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneiderbean from SundayBean.com. I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations, and I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. I was in kind of an awkward position. I remember having two clients who were in the same city. And I would hear from one client about her struggles and things she was really searching for, including, you know, finding meaning for her beside just being a spouse or a parent. And then with my other client in the same city, I would hear from her struggle with finding something meaningful for her, aside from being a spouse or a parent. And then one day, I realized that the first client was talking about going on a walk with a friend in the city. And the second client was talking about going on a walk with a friend in the city. And I thought, oh, crap. I think that my clients know each other. And I'm never, ever would I tell a client about another client because of client confidentiality. Say, hey, go check out this person. That's just against my ethical obligation to my profession and to my clients. But there was a part of me going, you guys, you're not alone. You're going through very much the same thing. And my hunches on these walks, their talks were about how fine they are and what they're doing and everything's good, right? It's like people on the outside carry on as if everything's okay, but inside they're holding a secret in their heart. I have a hunch if you're like many, many of my clients, you're carrying around something inside that you don't let on to on those walks with friends or at the school drop off and pick up. Okay, so what I'm going to do today, I want to share with you the trick to finding something meaningful for you aside being a spouse or a parent or maybe just an employee, depending on your situation. And the beginning of that trick to finding that is to identify and get rid of these three dirty secrets that are hiding in the shadows. Okay, so I'm going to share with you today the things I've seen over and over again with my clients. One, just know you're not alone because if you've thought this, other people are just like you. And two, if you can identify that and get rid of it, you are halfway there to the trick to finding something meaningful for you. Okay, so let's start by getting these three dirty secrets out of the shadows. Number one. I'm a bit lost, right? You'd never guess it if you were on that walk with your friend or by talking to someone at the school drop-off or over a cold drink on a Friday night. But there are so many people that I meet that are confident on the outside. But when we get really to it, they admit they're stuck. And self-doubt, you know this, self-doubt sits like a small but irritating weight on an otherwise happy heart. In fact, the people that I see this most in are my high performers. That there's this idea of confidence, but something inside that's weighing on you. And I'm going to share something I've never shared before. About 10 years ago, I had this really wonderful boss, and he was doing leadership coaching with me and helping me, you know, stretch my leadership muscles and those things. And we hadn't known each other for that long. But he said, Sunday, you know, we've been working together for, I don't know, 3 months. He said, I have a hunch about you. He took out a piece of paper and he drew a large circle. And he said, that's you. That's confidence. And then inside the large circle, in the center, he drew a very small circle about the size of a pea. And he said, I have a hunch about you. You, from the outside, appear very confident, and you have a lot of confidence in you. But there's a small pea deep inside that is insecure. And I looked at him, and I was like, oh, shit. How does he know that? Because I didn't even know that until he said it, that I realized that these, you know, I call myself, as you know from other podcasts, a recovering perfectionist, that all my patterns of younger being, you know, a straight A student, getting really good grades, you know, being the good girl was a part of that, right? Like lots of confidence, lots of skills, but something inside, deep down and small, is driving some insecurity. And when he said that, whew, I could see that. And one, it helped me drop my guard, right? It helped me be more real with him, that it felt safer. Like you and I both know about that tiny pea in the center of confidence. Now we can talk about it. And it also helped me see it so that I could do something about it and work with it, hold that tiny pea-sized core of insecurity with love and find ways that I could either hold it aside or crack it apart when I needed to, or just see it, right? So don't get me wrong. If you are someone who is walking around, if you're really honest with yourself, like I had to be, if you're really honest with yourself, that inside, deep down, you're thinking, I'm a bit lost. You're not alone. All of the people that I see who have this, who share this, are strong, productive people, right? And it's okay to be strong and productive and at the same time have a part of you that feels lost or in doubt or maybe even just down, like in a funk, okay? And the irony of that is, like with me, you're slow to even admit that to yourself. And this is like a somewhat subtle but uncomfortable reality. And that is a signal of an inner desire for change. That feeling inside, that saying and admitting, I'm a bit lost, is beautiful because it's this, you know, the princess and the pea, that nagging thing that makes you want to change. Okay, so if you feel a bit lost, it's great because this is your starting point for you to make change in your life. Right? Do not, please, I repeat, do not wait to make change when this feeling goes away, because it is taking action that makes it go away, right? So if this is, you know, dirty secret number one, I am a bit lost. No shame here. Actually celebrate. If this feels like you, boom, you're like me 10 years ago who finally saw that pea of insecurity inside surrounded by all of that confidence. And finally, I was able to work with it. Number two, dirty secret number two. Oh, this is a big one, you guys. Where's the drum roll? It's not enough just to be with the kids. It's not enough just to be with the kids. Or maybe you want to substitute to have a great relationship or a great job, right? Like, who in their right mind could admit this in public? You would probably get stoned alive in your village if you admitted this in public, right? Because we all know what a precious gift children are, right? Children, oh my gosh, my children in my life have added so much depth and joy. It is unparalleled. And no matter how hard it is, I would never, ever, ever change a single moment. And at the same time, there is this undertone of shame when we do anything but put our children's wishes ahead of everything else, especially what I see with women. Okay. So, dirty secret number two is this feeling inside that you're hanging out with your kids all day. You have the privilege of, let's say, staying at home with your children. I mean, how many people on the planet have that privilege? And you're shaming yourself because you're like, oh, I feel like that's not enough. Okay, one of my workshop participants, it was amazing. We were with this group of 12 just outstandingly talented individuals. And we were talking about that. And she said, Sunday, it's like negotiating at a street market where you propose a price. And in Burkina Faso, this is where we were, the seller responds, c'est bon, mais n'est pas arrivé, which means it's good, but it's not enough, right? So excuse my French if that was a crappy accent or it sounded like an American speaking West African French, because that's what I am. But really, it's good, but it's not good enough. And it's not negating how good it is. It's not negating how good it is. It's saying, this is amazing, and I want more, right? Do we have permission in our culture to say, this is good, and I want more? Hell no. And I question that, right? The women that I hear this from, and I know fathers are also, you know, other people who are co-parenting, fathers or whoever, also feel this way. And I'm just saying I see this more with the women I work with. They are amazing parents, dedicated, available, measured in their discipline, generous with their love. They love being a parent. It's super meaningful. No question, undeniable. At the same time, you're hungry for a purpose outside of your parenthood, beyond supporting your partner and their assignment, or maybe beyond supporting your family as you take on the assignment. You're talented. You are hungry to make a contribution in the world. And you know what? You have skills that are totally underutilized and talents that are hidden, that are bursting at the seams to be shared. Does this sound familiar? I know you're listening, and I know you know deep down this is you, right? You want something beyond your role as a parent or as a spouse to fulfill you, and that's okay. In fact, if you want something meaningful outside of your current role, you will likely bring some excitement and conversation and joy and energy and maybe a little friskiness to those that you love the most. So there you have it. We have two dirty secrets we've talked about so far. One is I'm a bit lost. And two is it's not enough just to have the kids or your relationship. So if this is you right now, I want to just like shake that off for a second, because these do not have to own you. The third one, the third dirty secret, and I say that, you know, with, I'm doing finger quotes right now with my hands. The third dirty secret is I want control. Because I know how easy it is to have your day filled up for you with work or school or home obligations, especially when you're in countries where getting things done can be a lot more complex. Right, I know that living in Burkina Faso, there was this thing that I had to deal with when, let's say I was waiting for internet to be installed and we would call and they'd be like, je suis en route, like I'm on my way, or j'arrive, I'm coming. And I would wait all day and it didn't happen until the next day. Totally okay. I get it from a cultural context, but there was still me filling my day up with waiting on these things. Or in Switzerland, I know, you know, if you're waiting for an electrician, they'll send you a message saying, be available from 9 to 4 p.m. That means you have to wait around your house from 9 to 4. So this idea, it's like, I want more control, right? No, you don't want to control others, but you want a sense of control over your time and things that are meaningful to you. Right? This is a basic human need, and there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, so I know that the secret is out. The truth is out. These are not dirty secrets, but these are pure, honest realities from men and women just like you who are hugely supportive of your family or your organization or your spouse, yet you're yearning for something more. Okay? So what can you do to start finding something meaningful beyond being a spouse or a parent or even an employee? Okay, here are three tips. Three tips tested for years and years by my clients. Okay, tip, and there's, I have to warn you, they're super simple, but do not confuse simple with easy. But I honest, three simple tips will help you find more meaning. Tip one, drop the guilt and judgment. Okay, know that where you are right now, it's totally okay. You don't need to compare to where you could be or where you should be or if you feel like you're not. Okay, you feel happy, right? But unsatisfied. That's okay. Just name it. And you can move forward from this place of acceptance, not a place of denial, right? That's the big thing. So know that you're not alone. It's okay if you believe any of these things that we've been talking about wanting control or having it not being enough or feeling lost, just drop the guilt or the judgment. It is what it is. If it's anything, it's a first step in making movement, right? That's the first thing. Step two, do the micro work first. And I'll tell you what that is. It hit me. It was last year, a year and a half ago, maybe. I was having big neck pain, and we found out later why. It was from working on a laptop and not a screen, but I was having this huge neck pain. It's probably because, you know, 40. But I went to the physiotherapist to fix the neck pain, and she was giving me exercises to do. And we had one of those bands that you put around your back and you stretch your arms forward, and you should see me right now. I'm actually doing the exercises. My arms, punching my fist forward. But we were doing, they gave me this band to do the exercises. I had to repeat it a couple times a day. And to be honest, I didn't do like half of the exercises I was supposed to do. That was it. And then she gave me this other exercise where you swallow. And it's like, that kind of exercise. And not quite as loud as you might have picked up on the microphone. But it's a super subtle thing where you move your muscles, kind of like when you swallow. And I was trying to do it and I couldn't really figure out if I was moving those muscles. I didn't even know I had muscles there. And I looked at her, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, can I just do Pilates? I literally wanted her to like give me a prescription for Pilates because this was BS. Like, I was like, no way. This is so small. I barely recognize I'm doing it. I'm not doing it right. And, oh, this is going to take forever. She looked at me right in the eyes and she said, how are you going to run without injury or do Pilates if you can't even do this micro exercise. And it hit me. I'm like, this is exactly what I do with my clients all the time. This is the same thing. Meaning, how are you going to find purpose and meaning in your life, your dream life, if you don't even know what you want? Right? You need to flex your micro muscles first. Right? So if you're searching for meaning, instead of asking yourself, what's my dream job or perfect project, I tell my clients to start with what I call the coffee cup compass, a micro exercise. So when you get up in the morning and you grab your cup for tea or coffee, do you pay attention to what cup feels right in the morning? Or just like grab a cup and go? Because starting to pay attention to what feels right is a micro muscle of what you want. So I'm going to invite you next time you go to grab a coffee or a tea, look at the cups and then choose the one that feels right. This is flexing your micro muscles of want and alignment. And if you're doing what you want and if it's aligned with something bigger, you're going to be living a meaningful life. Okay, so once you're tuned in there with your coffee, you can start doing it with other things like, you know, what feels right to wear that day or what you want to eat. Okay, but here's my assignment to you, listeners. Practice that for 2 weeks. Okay, do the coffee cup compass. Stretch your micro muscle. This is an experiment. Because seriously, how are you supposed to figure out what you want to do with the rest of your life? How are you supposed to figure out what is meaningful if you don't even pay attention to the small things, like what you really want to eat in the morning? Okay, so tip number one is drop the guilt and judgment. Two is do the micro work first. All right, I want to hear from you. If you are going to do that experiment for 2 weeks, I want you to email me and tell me how it goes. Okay, I have clients who do this and they send me pictures of their coffee cups. Send me a picture of your coffee cup. I want to see it. Seriously. And then I'll send you a picture of mine and tell you which one I woke up with that morning. Okay, tip one, drop the guilt and judgment. Tip two, do the micro work first. And now, number three, name your needs. Okay, if you are serious about finding something meaningful in your life that goes beyond your gorgeous children or adorable spouse or whatever job that you have, name your needs. The reason that you're looking for something more, something outside of the fulfillment from the other roles that you already have, is that not all of your needs are being met. And that's okay, right? Our kids and our spouse doesn't have to feel our every need. And nor do I want to fill theirs. I mean, my gosh, how much pressure would that be? And I know from my own life that, you know, how should I say this? Like, my husband and I are very different from each other. He loves, you know, to grill. They say braai in South Africa. He's a great cook. He loves great steak. I'm a vegetarian. I hate cooking. You know, we listen to totally different music. There's so many ways that we're different. And it would be easy for me to want to dump all of my needs onto him. And if one of my sort of nerdy needs is that I am a total nerd. I love reading about, you know, intercultural communication, social justice, you know, brain research, change in humans, vulnerability. I just geek out on all of that. I love that. And of course, with my spouse, I'd love to talk to him over wine for long hours over these interesting topics I'm reading about. But I just really don't think he's into it, right? So what if I dumped that need on him and he couldn't meet it, right? That would be putting him in an unfair position. and just frustrate me. And then I would make stories up in my head like, oh, you know, why are we together? You know, we're not meant for each other, blah, blah, blah. That's not true. So I get those needs met through my friends who are also nerdy interculturalists or love reading about personal development. And that's where I get those needs met, and also gets met in my work, obviously. But we don't have to have our spouse or kids fulfill every need. In fact, it makes us more interesting and layered people, and we don't have groupthink, and there's all kinds of other benefits, right? So if you want a trick to get something meaningful outside of, let's say, your important role as a spouse or employee or even a parent, then start by naming your unmet needs, right? One of my clients, he's working a very responsible job, really clear path career-wise, and one of his unmet needs is adventure. He wants to break loose, get rid of that tie and jacket, but during the work week, that's not possible. Okay, so just naming, I need more adventure in my life, is the first step. Then you can get creative about how you spend your evenings or your weekends. So I'm going to list 7 core needs. And if you're listening and you're close to a piece of paper or pen, I would grab that now. If you're listening, you're driving, for God's sakes, don't drive, don't stop. But go back to this right now, later, and write them down or make a note of them right now in your head. I want to write down the needs that make you go, boom, that's it. Okay. I'm going to go one by one. Think about it. What is it? Is it 1, more control or predictability? Maybe you're feeling completely out of control right now, and that's what you need. Or 2, a challenge, more novelty in your life. Maybe you reach a plateau in your job or as a parent, like things are running. Is it a challenge or novelty? 3, independence, autonomy or choice. Maybe you're feeling like you're living in a straitjacket because of constraints that are being put on you by the country you live in, or certain obligations from an employer, or maybe your kids are tiny and you feel like you don't have a lot of independence. So that might be it, your need for independence, autonomy, or choice. 4, and this one is totally okay to admit and not feel shame about, but I know people are going to have it. 4, a need to feel important, significant, or appreciated, right? Like if you're the one who doesn't have a fancy job title, or you're not getting big dollars in the bank every month, or maybe nobody recognizes your work, it's okay to say that you need to feel important, significant, or appreciated. 5, connection to others, community. To be honest, this is mine right now. I'm totally connected with tons of people. I love that, but I'm feeling I want more community in my life. Connection with others, a need for connection with others or community. 6, growth or development. Maybe you feel like you've stagnated. Maybe you're just hungry for more growth or development. 7, a need to make a contribution, to be of service to others, as something bigger than yourself. Maybe you feel like you're doing a lot, but it's not connected to something bigger. Then that's 7. Okay, so did you do it? Could you name what need isn't being met? Maybe it's more than one, and that's okay. Right? If that went too fast for you, then come back to this later, pause it and write it down. This is important. And if you were able to go, boom, yep, 3 is me, and also 5, then I just want to say congratulations. Because being able to name a need that's not 100% fulfilled is a huge start. Right? So if you're struggling with this, don't worry. I can help you with that. Okay. And I've got a surprise for you, and you'll find out more about that at the end of this podcast. So the third step in finding something meaningful that goes beyond you know, your role as a spouse or parent is to acknowledge what needs are important to you that are not currently 100% fulfilled, right? And if you've listened to my podcast number 33, Three Clues to Get Unstuck, then you might already know what I want you to do next, right? So what I want you to do next is to brainstorm, how can you get more of that feeling now? Okay, so if you want, let's say, more control, then maybe you set better boundaries on when you'll be available to do things for others. Maybe if you want more of a challenge, then what is that thing you've been wanting to learn, but you just haven't done yet? Or if you want to make a contribution, what can you start doing in your community this week to make a difference? All right, by naming your needs, you get clear on meaningful action you can take. All right, I have inundated you with a lot. But this is important. And the trick to finding something meaningful for you, aside from being a spouse or a parent, it involves these steps. One, acknowledge if you've been dragging around any of these dirty secrets, right? Air quotes, dirty secrets. You know they're not secrets. You know it's not dirty. It's just a result of your current position and a sign you're ready for more. Two, follow these three steps. Drop the guilt and judgment. Do the micro work. Name your needs. Because you deserve to be living a life that is rich in purpose and meaning in ways that go beyond your role as a spouse or a parent or maybe an employee. And guess what? When you do that, everybody benefits, right? One of the things I've been letting sink in lately is that how I feel impacts how other people feel. So for example, something really stupid this morning, I was feeling amazing. I was up at 5:15. I was making pancakes for my boys because a friend spent the night last night. And I was, I posted a picture on Facebook of these pancakes. I'm like, good morning. I was feeling great. And that feeling impacts people so much that one of my friends wrote back and said, can you just stop being so cheery so early in the morning? But really, how we feel, if we're feeling purposeful, if we're feeling joyful, and we're feeling a deep sense of meaning, this is going to impact everybody positively. All right? You deserve to be living a life that is rich in purpose and meaning, and everybody will benefit from it. Today's episode, episode 85, is part of a four-part series I am doing, focusing connection, getting unstuck, purpose, and direction. So episodes 74 to 77, if you're interested in more, go back because it's talking about reconnection with yourself and others. Episode 78 to 81 is how to get unstuck. Episode 82 to 85 has been all about purpose. All right, this episode closes our focus from episodes 82 to 85 on purpose. And next, we're going to start a focus on direction. So stay with me. And I've got more. If you are listening to this right now, when it's being released around August 20th, 2018, I've got something really special for you. This idea of taking charge of our life, more purpose and meaning, is very connected to those who are accompanying partners who often struggle with this most. So don't miss the next free training coming up very soon called Death to the Term Trailing Spouse and how to go from trailing spouse to trailblazing spouse. You can find the link in the show notes or on the blog. And remember when I had something special for you, I said I would say it at the end of the podcast. Participants from that training that show up live will be eligible to apply for a free 30-minute coaching session with me. So don't miss it. You have been listening to the Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Shanderbean from sundaybean.com. And you know I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. I want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you for joining me. I'll leave you with some thoughts that were inspired by an American writer and artist, Edward Gorey. He's noted as saying, when people are finding meaning in things, beware. And I say, oh yeah, because once you find more meaning in your life, watch out, because you are just getting started. Ha ha ha!